Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, and on Friday, we think about what really matters on the What It Takes Radio Network.
The opinions voiced on this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, or financial advisor prior to investing. Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Jenios Wealth Management Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.
What's on the other side of euphoria? Well, we may be just about ready to find out. It's what really matters. We're talking about the market. We start now. Welcome to What Really Matters. This is your host, Peter McClellan. I'm joined today with Jeff Hyback of Strategic Equity Management. He's got his pulse on, got a good pulse on the market and what's going on. And I don't know, Jeff, it has been a Trump rally. It's been, you know, great this week, kind of marked a bit of a potentially a turning point with what happened on Wednesday. What's your take on it?
Yeah, you know, I was looking back at things and I almost titled my blog this week, you know, how one person broke the market, and it was kind of a tie-in to the last two times that we saw a big sell-off in the market. And the first time, of course, was when the Freedom Caucus stood up to President Trump and said they weren't going to go along with some of his agenda items.
Right.
And then the second time was the 12 people on the Federal Reserve who caused a big sell-off when they said they were going to scale back their balance sheet. This time I kind of said, well, let's take a different tact about this and let's look at the underlying big picture. And why do we keep getting these big sell-offs on what, you know, really is minor news,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it all comes down to what's priced into the market and what people are expecting to happen.
Is
almost unbelievable.
What kind of things do you think are priced in? There's obviously the tax cuts. I would think the corporate tax cuts could see lots of money flooding back. I mean, I maybe even have a quantitative easing kind of effect on the market. I don't know. I'm surmising that's part of what keeps the Wall Street pretty optimistic. But what do you think?
I mean, that's definitely one of them, and that's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in my blog, I put in a chart that, you know, I cited what the different euphoric rallies have been. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so far they've been a smaller and smaller magnitude, which is actually what you see during a topping pattern in the market. But the last little push up in the market was due to excitement about the president's tax cut plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have the other things like the $1 trillion infrastructure spending, deregulation across the board, jobs programs, all these different things that should get the economy going. I don't think anybody outside of the president's administration believes that they'll get us to 5% GDP growth rate.
No.
But
I'd be great,
you know,
if they
could
did.
Be a good thing.
You know, I'd love to see it happen.
But that'd have to be 1990s level growth, and I don't see that happening. There's too many people retiring and too many other structural things wrong. But I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think all those things combined could be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
But now the question is, what time horizon were these people pricing it in when they started buying stocks the day after the election and then continued buying them almost what I think an 18-20% rally off the very bottom of the market. Now it's no way are we getting tax cuts that are going to take effect in 2017.
Now, you know, wait, Congress that's awfully early to say that though, isn't it? I mean, you think it would be because Congress takes a break now for the summer, they're on summer vacation, it won't happen at all, couldn't happen yet this fall?
Yeah, remember originally people were saying they if Congress could get going quickly, they could make them retroactive to January 1st. And yeah, they're going on recess. They're going to be out till August. They got the government shutdown to deal with. They still have to come up with some sort of idea. So yeah, they took care of the Affordable Care Act, but now what are people supposed to do, you know, regarding that as their health insurance comes up for renewals? That's just a giant cluster that they got to deal with that. I mean, that's going to be front page news. It'll start being election season, unfortunately, because the midterms would be a year away.
Right.
So people aren't going to want to, you know, take away everybody's health insurance. I mean, my own kids are going to be struggling. You know, are they still covered if they're grown and out of the house, or do they need to find their own plan? I mean, it's pre-existing conditions. My dad has cancer. Is he going to be dropped? It's oh my gosh. It is a big mess. I don't think Obamacare was the right answer, but they have to fix that.
Yep.
We've yet to hear a single whisper about infrastructure spending. The president seems to be schizophrenic as far as deregulation goes. You know, on the one hand, he talks about needing to pull back Dodd-Frank, which was the 2008-2009 financial reforms and regulations. But at the, you know, a couple of weeks later, he says he's looking at bringing back the Depression era regulations that were repealed in the 1990s. So nice. Nobody really knows. And so now I will say with confidence, we are not getting 2017 tax cuts. Maybe they can get something done to start in 2018, but that's starting to be a stretch of the imagination. If you've ever seen any sort of infrastructure spending in your area, I know how it is in Arizona. It's at least a year, if not 2 years out from the time they finally agree on a project.
Yeah.
So that boost isn't coming.
Wheels turn slowly. They do.
Yeah, changing regulations. We're even finding out with the Department of Labor regulations and some of the other things. It's a long process to change an existing regulation. And so that's a three-month minimum, usually 9 to 18-month procedure. So it's a big mess.
It's
not going to get done.
And obviously, what's at the heart of this, the mess, if you would, and the uncertainty suddenly that's getting bigger by the day, is Trump going to be able to turn the corner and regain some composure, or is he just going to continue to tweet, say stupid things that gets everybody upset that doesn't, you know, I don't know. I saw one article, one market maven is saying something like if Trump resigns, the Dow goes up 1,000 points. And I'm thinking, how does he know that? Come on. I mean, it's
going to be the same guy that said if Trump wins, the market's going to crash.
It probably was. Yeah.
No, was he named Mark Cuban?
Yeah, no, it wasn't Cuban, but it wouldn't surprise me if Cuban said that. But anyway, no, it's messy. So if this has been euphoria, and really has not been, if the market rally hasn't been predicated on anything but just a lot of wishful thinking, what's in store? What do you see happening, and how quickly?
Yeah, I think it becomes a real issue following the markets long enough. I know when it gets euphoric, that means it's emotional, and whenever people are using emotions to do anything, especially when it comes to investing, you tend to get a very unstable environment. And you know, that's why I said, you know, the other side of euphoria could be quite scary, because it's disappointment. And so all those people that bought on hopes now have no reason to buy. Yeah. And as the losses pile up, I mean, you look at how many people bought in the last few months, it doesn't take much of a sell-off for them to be underwater in their investments. And then that's when the losses kind of start to cascade. So the real fear is that, you know, it starts looking, rather than, you know, the question I said about when we get tax cuts, when we get infrastructure, it's if the president will even be there. I mean, that throws everything into uncertainty.
Yeah.
And if it's a question, you know, going into August and all of that, then what the heck happens as far as policy goes? So the other side of euphoria is a big sell-off, a big correction to where things should be, if we're just back to average growth expectations rather than, you know, 3 to 5%.
Yikes. Well, you know as well as I do, the market never goes to where it is fairly priced if it's been on a tear, or if it's been dropping like a rock and going below fair value. It doesn't seem that it just goes right to where it needs to be. So wouldn't you think there's at least the prospects of it going kind of negative if people really are throwing in the towel, saying a lot of this stuff's just not going to happen, get out before it really drops? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a big possibility. You know, like it's been really for a couple of years, it's been a matter of when, not if.
You know, yeah, that's true.
There's been a, when the markets get this extended and this excited about something, that they're ripe for a sell-off. And that's these little episodes we've had, you know, whether this was a one-day thing or turns into a couple weeks or a couple months.
Right.
it's going to happen. It's people are too emotional about the markets right now, too emotional about the president, about their likes or dislikes of him. It's it's something that it's a volatile situation that's very unstable. And you know, it goes back to what we've been telling people all year, really since the election, is don't let your political leanings influence your investment decision making. And once you do that and you take a step back and say, on, you know, looking at the data, does this make sense to be investing right now? If it does, great. Then ignore all the headlines and stick with it. If it doesn't, if you're only investing because you like the president, you probably need to reconsider. And you know, that's one of those times we always encourage people to contact the 401k latte company and invest in the conversation.
I like the way you ended that. And do it soon. And before you go, get over to semtradersblog.com and check out what Jeff's been saying this week. It's good stuff. Until next time, it's what really matters.
You've been listening to What Really Matters with Peter McClellan, a chartered financial consultant with the 401k Latte Company in Lakeville, Minnesota. For a no-cost consultation or second opinion of financial issues, call us at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. Or visit us online at 401klatte.com. That's 401klatte.com. We want to remind you to invest in a conversation.